How's everybody doing today? Welcome to the Tone and Show. Some can hang, some can't. You got to be cut different to be here. How's everybody doing on this beautiful Friday? Welcome to another episode of the Tone and Show. And how are you doing, sir?
Doing good, bro. How are you today?
I'm actually decent, man. I'm doing my thing right now. I feel good. we have a lot to talk about, man. We have a lot to talk about. So, we got a few things, man. We got Bo Wallace, FBI investigations. We got MLB. We got NBA talk. Let's get into it, man. So, for the first topic today, we have our thoughts on Vince Carter's retirement. That man, Vince Sanity. I'll tap into it for Vince Carter. I really hold him up there with, you know, like the Kobe Bryants, the Tim Duncans, the Dirks. You know, I looked at him like he's obviously one of the pillars of the NBA, and you know, the crazy things. It was sad, you know, you hate to see, and I know you kind of big on this. You want like that, like he was like Vince Carter was like one of the people like where you just couldn't like hate at all. Like he never did nothing bad. I won't say he never did nothing bad. I don't know, you know, if he has, but like, well, no, he's never done anything bad that I've seen. And it's like you kind of want that, like people like you want that person to get some, just even if it's just one ring, like you want that person to get that ring. He never got it. He went to a number of different teams, from, you know, Toronto, Nets. He even was with the Magic. So he was in that, you know, he went against Kobe, you know, in that 2010 finals, to where, you know, Dwight and they couldn't get it done. But, you know, he had a chance to get one right there. You know, he was with the Suns, Grizzlies, Mavs. You know, he was at a number of different teams, but like towards the end of his career, you know, with Sacramento and the Hawks. He was, man, I would even say maybe even the Grizzlies. Like, he was kind of that, like, I would say, obviously the big brother, that veteran role to just have in the locker room and just give knowledge to, you know, the younger players and everything. So, you know, he just, you hate to see him leave and not get a ring. Like I said, I mean, it's cool that he got a dunk championship. And, you know, he's a two-time gold medalist, but – I mean, nothing really compares to having an NBA Finals ring. And that's all I got to say about that one.
I mean, yeah, true. He pretty much like just touched on everything. I mean, you know, Vince Carter is definitely one of the greatest players to ever play. I don't think him not winning the ring messes up his legacy.
Yeah, not at all.
And then the fact that he played for such a long time, I think that speaks to something, too.
It's definitely crazy. Being
able to have that longevity in your career like that. And I'm definitely going to miss him. I saw a picture last night of the 2001 NBA All-Stars, and all of them retired now.
Mm.
And as I was looking at that picture, I was just like, wow. I mean, you got, of course, Shaq, Kobe on there. AI, you know, you had a whole bunch of people, like Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and I just kind of got sad when I looked at that picture, because I was just like, dang, like, that just showed me how old I am now.
Yeah.
I wish him nothing but the best, man, and I know he'll still be around the game. I can definitely see him coaching down the line, so, you know, I wish him all the best.
That's cool, man. Dude straight got drafted in 1998.
That's my birth year.
Sheesh, he was round one, pick 15. 1998, he played till 2020, bro. That's 22 years. That's cold, man. Yeah, I would agree with that. Him not winning the ring doesn't, you know, mess up his Hall of Fame, anything at all. I said, dude, an 8-time All-Star, NBA All-Team, NBA second team, NBA third team. rookie of the year. Like he, you know, he's done. He's done. He's accomplished a lot in his career. But it's just, you know, getting that championship, that NBA Finals championship, it just won one of them. So, hey. But on to the next topic here. One of my favorite topics. Who should the Lakers sign to replace Avery Bradley? I'll let you dive into that one first.
I mean, I've been seeing a whole bunch of reports about J.R. Smith and all that. Honestly, I mean, I'd be cool with J.R. Smith, but me personally, I want my boy Swaggy P back on the team, and that's just my preference. That's just me. Like, I don't really have a like. I would rather have Nick Young over J.R. Smith, and. Like when I J.R. Smith, don't get me wrong, bro. He that type of player. But last thing I want is for him to, you know what I mean? Like,
I already know you ain't got to say it. I already know
you. You know what I mean? Like, man, I'm be hot.
I'm be hot too.
He do it in L.A. like he did in Cleveland.
I'm ready to fight anybody walking. I don't care who you are.
I'm gonna be hot. That's why I said, you know what, bro? I was just like, man, because I looked at the list, bro, and like really the top candidates only was J.R. Smith, Nick Young, Jamal Crawford still out there. Like, I mean, I'd be cool with either one of them, but I would really rather have Nick Young or even Jay Crawford over J.R. Smith, though.
Now. You know, when I'm seeing literally nothing but Jamal, I mean, not Jamal, J.R. Smith all over my social medias.
And I'm man, not, that's because, yeah, bro, that's because, you know, he played with LeBron before.
I'm not messing with it, bro. I'm really not.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I kind of wasn't a fan of J.R. Smith anymore after his Knick days, because he just wasn't like the player he was. Like, I'm not saying he had to be a superstar or all-star. He just like, I don't know. He just wasn't all that good to me in Cleveland. Like, yeah, minus that one year that he had, you know, when they won the championship. But it's like, he just wasn't that good anymore. But like, you know, like I said, I'm seeing like J.R. Smith all over my social media. Everyone I look at, he's him in a Laker jersey. You know, all this type of stuff. But I'm kind of with you. Mine, you know, I love to – I like – bro, when Nick Young came to our team and, you know, you just kind of just noticed all the swag, like I said, the swag and the way he played, it left an impression on me, man. But like me, I'm a big Jamal Crawford fan, so I definitely – instead of Nick Young, I definitely wanted Jamal Crawford first. And then I said Nick Young, J.R. Smith is not on my list at all. Like I said, I'm not. He pulled one of the things he did in Cleveland, man. I don't know what I'm going to do. And, like, the Lakers are in a drought right now as far as getting to the playoffs, as far as getting the championship. So, imagine we get back and he does that. And I said I'm be ready to fight everybody, bro. But I'm not, you know, I'm not saying he'll do it again. But if he even does anything close to that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and even even if, you know, they signed him there and everything, I don't think that he could, because I feel Avery Bradley did a lot for the team.
I was just going to tap into that. Yeah.
Like, I feel like Avery Bradley did, he brought defense to the team. He brought even offense to the team. Like, that game against the Clippers, I think he hit, what was it? How many threes? Like,
yeah, five, I say six, he did, yeah, about a couple, few threes. I mean, I know he's more than Danny Green. Yeah,
yeah. So, like, he did a lot, and so it's, you know, we need somebody that's still going to produce on that level. I just, man, J.R. Smith, bro, you just don't know, bro.
You don't. And I say with Avery Bradley, man, like you say, he brings defense. He's just now, like, within the last few years of his career, he's definitely became. I won't say a top tier scorer, but he's definitely came. A consistent scorer, I would say that. And, you know, although he only averages, you know, that 8.6 points, 2.3 rebounds, and one assist, that don't just, you know, that doesn't speak volumes for his game. Like you said, he got defense. He has a consistent offense. Like you said, he's liable for it at any point of the game to just start erupting for points. He can at least, I want to say he can give you, honestly, 15 points a game. He can give you at least 15 points a game while guarding. I don't even want to run. I would say your best guard. He would guard your best guard. I won't say your best player, but he would guard your best guard. I'll give you that. But like I said, you want somebody who will give you that offense, who will give you offense, yeah, but who will also give you the defense of Avery Bradley or somewhat close to Avery Bradley. And that's kind of, you know, respect to Avery Bradley, man. He just said he was sitting out, you know, for the restart of the NBA, and you know, he just wanted to say, want to just be with his family, man. I definitely give respect to that man.
Yeah, I ain't blaming him. Yeah, shoot. I mean, like I said, because we touched on that a minute ago. You know, so like, I wouldn't go hold no grudges against no player that, you know, didn't want to go back. But it's just, man, like I said, we just need somebody that still produces for, you know, because he did a lot, man. He did a lot.
I'm about to say, I definitely like, cause it's crazy because when we wrapped up the show last Tuesday, that's when a lot of stuff like this started coming in, when Avery Bradley said he was sitting out, and then for our next topic, you know, the other players then, you know, catching the virus and everything and saying they were gonna sit out. But for our next topic, we have you know, NBA stars, you know, contracting this COVID-19. And I'll start first. Nikola Jokic, he got it, and Malcolm Brogdon got it. And with this, like, it puts different Nuggets at a disadvantage, and it takes one of their main. It takes Malcolm Brogdon. It takes the Pacers. It takes one of their focal points of their team away. So, like, these two teams are definitely at a disadvantage, and you want to start the season back up, man. Now, I'm kind of against it because some of these teams, I don't want to say some, well, these two teams I know won't have, like, their best players. Well, in Indiana, obviously, Michael Brogdon is not the best player. I would probably get that to T.J. Warren, maybe. No, I'm tripping. Victor Oladipo, I'm wilding out. Victor Oladipo, but he's one of their focal points of that team. And I kind of speak more so of Denver because, like I said, Nikola Jokic, he's their best player. He's not the second best, he's not the third best. He's their best player. The man averages 20 points, 6 assists, 7 assists, actually, and 10 rebounds while shooting 52.8 from the field, 31.4 from the three-point, and 81.3 from the free throw. So those numbers right there, you gotta think of a couple other players who can, you know, kind of produce his numbers. And you know, I'm not saying it's hard to do, but you need it on a consistent basis. And I don't think that Denver Nuggets team has that every time without their best player. So with that being said, I do not think that the NBA should return because of that. Like you kind of put Denver Nuggets at a disadvantage. And like, do you think that with their best player being down, or I want to be out because of this, do you think they will participate, or will another team just fill in that spot?
What?
That's what I'm saying.
No, that don't make sense. Why wouldn't they participate just because some – what?
Because you know they're not going to even get close, though.
But it don't matter. That's the same – No, that's the same as LeBron going down with an ACL tear. Should the Lakers even participate?
The Lakers have a shot still. They have AD.
Bro, oh my, like, you know what I mean, dude. Like, no. Just saying, just by another team's superstar going down from an injury, that's the same thing.
That's an injury, bro. This dude has COVID.
Like, it don't matter. They still going to compete.
I don't think they should, bro. I don't think the NBA should go, bro, because it's not going to be – like, it won't be – it's like, it's not an injury. It's literally this virus, bro. So that literally puts them at a – I won't even say it's not fair because, I mean
– obviously, it's not an injury, but it's the same thing as an injury because they can't play because of it.
Man, I don't think so, man. I don't think they should start again. Like, bro, I want to see every team at their best coming back from this, and like I said, this puts the Denver Nuggets at a disadvantage because it's their best player. It's not like it's who are they? It's not like one of their C-list players. Like this is their top tier guy.
Okay, so in a normal season, if a superstar goes down, then his team shouldn't participate no more.
No. First of all, that's a normal season. Secondly, it's like I said, it's not a. Well, if you're saying he go down to an injury, obviously they still will participate.
Okay. Oh my God. What's the dude? It's the like what I'm saying is just the same thing.
Obviously, it's the same thing.
Injury. That's what I'm saying. So it don't really.
But like this is a they had a choice. What are you talking about? They have a choice.
Okay, I know that. So what right. does that have to
that's
do
what I'm
with?
Saying. That's literally with Avery Bradley. When you own this team, so now you're putting the Lakers at a disadvantage to say, oh, we got to sign somebody. Like, what? We got to sign somebody.
I wouldn't really say that he putting the Lakers at a disadvantage.
Yeah, I don't think nobody in free agency that I know of. Jamal Crawford doesn't – first of all, Jamal Crawford doesn't have consistent defense. Nick Young, we all know he don't play defense. And J.R. Smith, like we just said, he's liable to do something stupid at any point in the game.
But that don't affect the Lakers. I mean, it's not – I don't really think that's the same thing because at the end of the day, he's a role player. And role players can't be replaced.
Okay, so stars can't be replaced, though.
I mean, okay, but that don't mean the team – I just don't – I just – I'm confused by what you said. I just don't – I just – like
– What I'm saying is my if they get a choice to if they want to participate or not – I don't think they should, because you're not gonna have a even sometimes. We discussed it earlier. The Denver Nuggets are just one of those teams that we just don't think they'll get a championship until they do something.
But you said
crazy.
Just because one person on that team can't play,
but it's not just team. One person though. It's their star.
It don't.
Their superstar.
It is one person, bro.
No, it's not.
Is it? Okay. Who else is sitting out on that team, Tony?
Nobody.
Okay, so it's one person that cannot play.
It's their star that cannot play.
It's one person that cannot play.
Their star.
No team in history, bro. When Magic went down, you know what I'm saying, when he found out he had an STD, did the Lakers stop playing? No.
Compared that to that?
It just don't really matter. Like, yeah, because he's a superstar. He went down
first
with
all,
something.
He was
Lakers didn't stop playing.
When he did that.
Like, you're not going to stop
was,
playing,
he was
bro.
Towards the end of his career.
It don't – oh, my – like, you just be throwing stuff out of thin air. Like,
that's facts. I watched too many documentaries. It's facts.
That makes zero sense. But,
it's
all right,
facts.
Go ahead. All right, no, I'm gonna let you have it.
Like I said, nobody has dealt with.
I know in
nobody,
your head,
nobody has dealt block, with this, dude. Right. Nobody has dealt with Corona, to have a choice. I said, yep. Bro, how you just gonna say you just don't want to play at Avery Bradley, and then you got no dude Jokic that actually contracted the virus. If they get a choice, like bro, y'all not gonna get any. Y'all literally finna go right back home after this. When the season starts, y'all get to the playoffs. Y'all going right back home.
I'm not saying they shouldn't have a choice.
No, I'm not saying that either.
As a team, though, even if I was on that team and our top guy went down, I'm not looking at it like if we all came into agreement that we know what's out there, but we still want to play. Even if our top guy went down, okay, we still gonna compete because we just agree. You know what I'm saying? Like we just came to a conclusion with each other that we still gonna pursue this. Like and that's the end of it. Like we're not gonna just I don't see any team just giving up because their all-star is down. Like I just don't see that.
I don't know, man. That just puts me burning them at a disadvantage because they don't have their superstar for their team.
All right, so from now on, every time a superstar go down, I'm going to say that team should just quit.
Hey, have at it.
That's crazy.
Have at it. Like I said, it's Corona. It's not like he got injured. If he injured, boom, y'all still got a hoop. Y'all can still hoop.
Dude, you act like he gonna be around the team. You talking about he got corona. Like, we all know what he got, bro, but he's not gonna be
that's
around.
What, that's what I'm saying. He has corona. That's the only reason the dude cannot play.
Okay, so
that's my point. What are you talking about? They're not 100%. Okay, that team is not 100%.
Like, we know that he can't play because of corona, but you're saying that the entire organization should just quit because one dude is down.
You keep just saying one dude. I can see if this was their back of the back player, he just went down. He got the coronavirus. Okay. He doesn't matter to the team, but you acting like Jokic does not matter to this team. He's the superstar of the damn team.
Like, ooh, like, First of all, I never said he don't matter.
You literally just keep saying this dude like it's just somebody out of the
bro. It is one person.
No, bro.
Like, a team is not gonna just like, that's highly disrespectful to everybody else on that team to just sit here and say, oh, because that person can't play, then your whole organization shouldn't even try. Like, that don't make sense, bro.
I just don't think they should. They should hoop, bro. I don't.
I mean, that's your opinion. That's cool.
Yeah. But for our next topic, we have you know, this update for this Bubba Wallace, you know, the FBI investigation findings. So a little after, you know, we wrapped up yesterday, Tuesday's show, we saw that NASCAR or, you know, FBI, that they said that the noose that was found in his garage was there since last year or last fall or something like that. And it was for fashionable, you know, reasons or something like that. And it wasn't a hate crime. Now, I don't know. I'm kind of on the gate about this because I don't know if they're lying or if it's the truth. And I really can't put my finger on it because, like, so you telling me that the noose was just, it was found, it was there since last year, last fall, and it was just so happened to be in the garage that Bubba Wallace in. So that's why I'm not really sold on it, because of those, what I just said. Like I said, you just left it there since last year. Like, you didn't care to clean out the garage. Like, what are y'all doing? You don't clean out garages now? Last year? I don't know, man. I don't. That just don't sound right to me. It don't.
Well,
and it's a noose. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like it's. I don't know.
After the investigation, NASCAR released some images of the noose. And the investigation of all the garage areas at all the tracks, they found 11 total that had a pull down rope, like a pull down rope, like tying a knot.
Mm-hmm.
But only one of them was fashioned like a noose. And I'm pretty sure you know where that was, you know, whose garage that was in. So maybe that rope was there since last August or whatever, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure Bubba Wallace didn't just tie it up into a noose. For that to be the only rope, you know what I'm saying, tied in a noose, when it's 11 other of the same ropes that's in 11 other garages, but they're not tied as like a noose, but the one in the black man's is, that just, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, I said, okay, bro. So we, you know.
Mm-mm. All right, like you said, okay, so 11 was found. That's actually news to me. 11 was found. Mm-hmm. Only one of them.
Mm-hmm. Out of all the garages, and I'm not sure. That's what I'm saying. You know, and I'm not sure, like, you know, how many garages and stuff there is, but you know how many racers there are. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's a lot of people that race. So out of all the garages, there was 11 pull down ropes that they found in the garage, right? And then
right.
Only one, though, was fashioned like a noose. Only one.
That makes it even worse.
So it's not, you know, it's not like, all the, it was a rope that kind of resembled a noose, and it was in everybody's, no, it was in one person's, and it was in the only black person's, who, you know, racist, it was in his garage.
Yeah, that's news to me, man. Like, that don't, even that, that doesn't make it seem better. Like, that don't, that, only one of them? Excuse me. Like, 11, but you got one that's in his garage that's fashioned like a noose. And you think that makes it better? Because y'all found 11 of
make
them.
Make it make sense. Because
it doesn't. Like, it doesn't. And it's sick to me. I'm still looking at it as a hate crime. Somebody made it like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can't tell me somebody did. You're sitting there talking about it was there since last August or fall.
Right,
or
and the rope could have been there since last August, last fall, forever.
Right.
But somebody tied that mug up like that.
Yeah, right. Somebody did it, man. I'm not. It's still sick to me, man. I hope. He's still saying, you know what I'm saying? It's not. Don't affect me. I hope it still don't, but that's messed up. And I hope they really get down to the bottom of it. Maybe they'll leave it alone after what they just said, or maybe they'll keep looking. But hey, I hope something good comes out of this, because that right there just made it even worse to me. But we have MLB talk, and we have a little bit more of the NBA talk. We'll take a break in today's show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to today's show. And for this next topic, we have a little bit of baseball, MLB. So MLB is to open up camps July 1st. They also are going to cut the games to 60 games, to a 60-game season instead of 162 games. Now, what a normal season is, what, kind of like, what, 180 to 200 because of the, you know, playoffs and all that stuff? Now, I wouldn't say 200. I'm pushing it with 200. I mainly would say 180, something like that.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it depends, because, like, they got, you know, they got seven game series too. So if it goes to, you know, it just depends, you know what I mean? Like, how far they go. But they, you know, if they go deep in the playoffs, yeah, they be playing like one, you know, 180 or a little bit more.
Okay. Well, this right here is a big decrease. This is literally 100 games off, 102 games off to be exact. So that will what make it to where I guess it would be like kind of like a basketball season, an 82 game. Maybe if they add the playoffs in there, so it'd be 80, maybe 90 games. That's a big cutoff. And, you know, this is kind of going to push the pace off rip, you know, when season starts. So, y'all got to, you know, they definitely got to, like, whip into shape real fast. They can't, you know, afford to lose. If they, you know, are one of those competing teams or contending teams for a championship, this is very interesting from MLB. I just wouldn't think they'll cut off a whole 100 games. I feel like that's maybe a little bit excessive. That's really all I got to say about that one. But
yeah, it's crazy. Because I don't know if they're going to have fans in the stands or anything. So I don't really know about anything like that. And I know that the camps open up July 1st, but as far as like, I don't know when, you know, like when the first game, like when the opening day will be, I'm not sure about that. But it does change a lot of things for baseball, because like with baseball, you know, they really need all of those games, because it's just like so much stuff, you know what I'm saying, that comes with baseball. Because like, you know, I've seen it happen. A team could literally be down 20 games, and then they come back
and go crazy.
It's just gonna be at a rapid pace, and it's just gonna be a little crazy, because I mean, for real, you know, baseball was to have. Supposed to have been started. I think opening day. When's opening day? Opening day is usually what, in like May, something like that.
I think it's in May. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like beginning. They would have been a good, like, by now. They would have been in a good, like, probably about a good 40 games in, I would say. Yeah. I would think. So yeah, man, it's just crazy. I do hope that that the fans can, you know, like we get to that point where we can go and sit at the games because, you know, Lord know I love to go to my Cardinal games, get the hot dog, you know, chill out. But I would love to do
man,
that.
Man, it's crazy, bro. I definitely like me and Chalet, man. I definitely wanted to go to a Cardinal game. Like I only remember going to a Cardinal game like when I was younger, but like you don't really get that full of fun. I was like, bro, obviously, you know, I wouldn't really pay that much attention to the game. It's just like, bro, the environment, especially if you go with your friends or you like your loved one or something like that. Like, bro, the seats are like $4. And like the baseball field is really that big, so you really don't gotta be so close. Unless you a freakishly, you know, mega fan or something like that. I don't feel like there's really no reason to be super close to baseball. Like I said, baseball, you can sit all the way up and still see everything great.
No, if I go, I'm sitting in nothing more than 100 section. I'm not sitting all the way at the top like that.
Well, I definitely would not sit at the spot, at the top. I definitely sit probably in that mid section, yeah.
Because I don't know. I don't know, have you ever set up in, like, that 400 section, like, the very,
no,
very top?
No.
Because,
no.
Bro, just to walk up there is a beast on its own. You got to, man, it's like, bro, you shed about a good 4 pounds trying to get up there.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that. Man, that's, no, I'm cool on that. Yeah, yeah, I like to be, you know what I'm saying, have my little spot, you know what I'm saying, with my little hot dog. And, you know, I ain't going to lie, like, I don't drink beer, but, like, if I'm at a baseball game, I'm going to grab Bud Light. You feel me? I'm gonna grab a little Bud Light.
See, okay, now, bro. That's for some reason. That's a recently, bro. And I want to say it's because of the fraternity I'm in. I've definitely grown to like.
But what kind of beer?
I go okay. I drink Bud Light. I don't think Budweiser. No, not Budweiser. And Corona. Coronas. I mean, I say Corona, but Coronas. I definitely drunk Bud Light.
You put that lime. You drink lime in the Corona.
I said I haven't did the lime because my you remember Jerry Iron? Super Bowl day back in February. He pulled up. You know, we had wings and Rotel and all that stuff. He was like, "Man, what I did." I said, "Bro, I mean, whatever you can. I mean, we already got everything." He brought a pack of Coronas. I said, "That's tough." And I, you know, it was told, but like I ain't never had the lime on it though. But like, yeah, like I've definitely
grown bro, it's, to like it's, beer. It's really an acquired taste. You just kind of gotta, you know, drink it enough times. Because at first, like I remember my first time trying it, I hated it. It was like it was disgusting. Man. I was like, bro, I can't believe people actually drink this. And then all of a sudden, bro, you know, like, I'll be out. Like, it's just a cool little drink to have if you just socializing. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you just out socializing, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't want to get too turned up, too crazy. It's just because, like, when I had, I think the last time I had one was when I had went to the bar. What was that? I went to the bar, like, a month or so ago for the homie birthday. And we was just all chilling at the bar at the table. And I had just got a beer because I wasn't trying to, because I had work the next morning. I wasn't trying to, you know, do shots of Patron and do all that crazy stuff. You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to chill. And that was just, that's that drink right there, man. And mine is pretty much like Bud Light for real. I don't really like that. What is it? Is it Coors Light or something like that?
You got Coors Light.
Yeah, that's the, nah, that's the.
Budweiser. You got all type Bush, you got all types of stuff. I've never had that yet. Like I said, my first time, I think I was a senior in high school. Yeah, I went on a senior trip down in, you know, Daytona, Florida, man.
You went on that trip?
And yes, we was teed.
I think
yes.
You know what I'm gonna say that I think your class, because how many black people went in your class?
It was a nice amount. It was me, Anthony, Calvin, India went, Elliot, Greg. Who else? I don't think Derek went.
Calvin didn't go?
Calvin did go. Calvin went. Oh, and then we had, you know, the black people from Central too. So we had like Alan Irby, a few other people.
That's crazy, bro. I think the only black people that went, bro, I know Kadar, and I think. Dang, who else, bro? Kenneth.
But you know, he was always on the fence, though. He was always on
the fantasy. I don't do that.
He was a mix between them. Chill out.
But yeah, I think it was Kadar, Kenneth, and did Joe go? I don't know, but I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people that's in all the group chat, you know what I'm saying? That's in my graduating class, bro, we ain't go. Like, I just remember that. Like,
we was just, man. Cause I remember y'all didn't go, bro. Mo said he ain't go. I know you didn't go.
Ned, honestly, go. I really didn't even think about it, bro. I didn't even go to the lock in. Nez and Kiel like kind of snuck their way up in there, but I didn't go. I had went to this party like after graduation, like not right after graduation, but that night I had went to this party with like my two cousins, like down in man, where was we at, bro? We was in we was over there in like the Hazelwood area, and it was like a cool little party.
Yeah.
And then like my family was like in town from out of town and stuff, so I kind of kicked it with them like that night too. So, you know what I'm saying? I just really did all that. And I honestly, bro, I wasn't really even tripping off of the lock in or like going because like I knew the only reason I didn't go on a Daytona trip because the people that I actually hung out with and actually talked with, they wasn't going. Yeah, so I was it's kind of pointless for me to go. You know, so I'm not really gonna have fun.
Yeah,
like
I feel that. Yeah.
But like if Mo and Nez and Kill and you know Ant, the other Ant, you know, all them would have went, I definitely would have been there.
I feel that, bro. Like, bro, that more, bro, that trip. But a bus ride down there was so, bro. I couldn't even say you can't pick the bus because, like, the other bus was Prince South Central. But, like, bro, the bus ride down there, bro, it was so fun, man. Like you said, you had me, Elliot, Calvin. First, me and Calvin back in the day, bro, we was off the wall funny. So, like, man, we on a bus together now, too. Bro, we was going crazy. But, I think Derek did go. I think I do remember him on that bus. But you know, that's back when he was actually somewhat sane. But like I said, we had all went to a bar and like they was all, you know, all the white guys, they were drinking, bro. I'm like, I said, I put me a little bit, pull me some. I said, oh hell no. That's exactly what I said. It was so dry. I'm like, bro, why y'all drinking this? He said, man, this is what we do. I'm like, well, I said, all right, man. I said, y'all got it. I left the bar. I went back to my room.
I think my like introduction to bro, like beer like that, like kind of how you had it in Daytona was the night of senior prom. Like we had like this crazy party, bro. And like me and Mo still talk about to this day sometimes because that mug was just off the chain. But like the whole 2016 class was in there. And we was just kicking it, and you know they was in there like drinking like you know Bud Light and Budweiser and all that stuff, and I can't remember who handed me a drink, but I drunk it. I said, bro, I just couldn't do it. I was like, bro, I don't think I acquired that taste until I was about 20, probably about 21 for real. To be honest with you.
I only liked it because I was playing beer pong.
I mean, beer pong fun, and I did play that, but
that's what I'm saying. And drinking, I was like, bro, I said it's not bad. Like I was sitting on phone, it's not bad. So I said, beer definitely snuck up on me. Beer was the last drink I think I would ever like in my lifetime, but I definitely like it, man. Like you said, it's like that little cool drink if you don't want to get too teed up, if you just want to be mellow. It's definitely it's a great social drink, but yeah. And this actually we're gonna tap into Ant's hot take. Definitely forgot about that one. We're gonna tap into Ant's hot take. Talk to me.
All right, so for today, I was thinking about something the other day for real. It kind of just came to my attention when he was talking about, you know, the Jamal Adams, you know, his situation with the Jets. Mm-hmm. And everything, and I was just kind of thinking, like, you know, okay, you know, we were talking about him, the Cowboys, you know, maybe not really being as realistic as it sounds. We was, you know, talking about just other stuff too with him, but I kind of thought of something, and you know, there is a team out there that has been like, I don't know if you were all right, do you remember back? Oh man, that was It's 2020 now, so that was back. That was about it was about 9 years ago. I think it was about in 2011 when the Eagles just like one off season when they had Vic, they just like went out and just signed like all the talent in the league. Do you remember that? Like the Philadelphia. So.
I think no,
they
I
had
think
they
I
straight saw, had bro. They straight had like a super team.
Something, yeah.
Like when they had Vic, like one of them seasons, bro. They just signed like all people.
I think they had Deshaun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like they straight had a squad, bro. Like they had a super team. Like people, you know, what I'm saying like they were like leading contenders to win that year. But there is a, there and it's always it's always one of them teams, bro. That kind of. You know, sometimes they just in one offseason they just splurge, and they just go crazy. And I think the Lakers did that. When we had got LeBron and when we got AD, I feel like the Lakers did that.
They definitely splurged. They for no
reason. The
Denver
Broncos they did it when they signed Peyton Manning. So if you see what I'm getting at is it's always a the reason why team splurge is because they sign an older superstar. Okay. Do you get where I'm going yet? Are you still a little bit iffy? All right. So
where are you going?
The
man?
Teams
where
like I said,
going?
The teams that use go ahead.
I have
go
two,
ahead,
I have two I have two teams in my head. Who are you going with? Okay, for some strange reason, I think you may be a little biased. I want to say the Dolphins, and then also I also want to say.
So, like I said, like a team when they usually sign like an older superstar, you know, they just try to go all in. They just try to go all in, you know what I'm saying, and you know, throwing all their chips and just, you know what I'm saying, hope for the best, right? So, with that being said, there is a team right now in the National Football League, and you just said them. It's the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are splurging. they splurging because
okay, they definitely are
because of like they splurging because of T Brady because they know they only got a small window with him. They got about a 2 year window with him. That's what the Denver Broncos did. They was like, look, man, we just gonna cash everything in. We gonna try to win a chip in the next 2-3 years. That's what the Lakers did. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like teams do that. Mm-hmm. And with that being said. I definitely see the Buccaneers throwing together a crazy trade package to get Jamal Adams on the defense. I don't see because the Buccaneers pulled off Gronk, so
out of nowhere. Like I still think that's weird. To
I'm not
game.
Even gonna like. I don't even think that should be okay.
Yeah, I don't even,
but
right.
We're not gonna tap into that, you know, that's for another day.
Definitely
but
not.
I think I definitely see all of a sudden one day us waking up, the Buccaneers have acquired Jamal Adams, and I see them sending 2-3 first round picks. I mean it's gonna be something crazy. And they're gonna do it too. And the reason they're gonna do it is because they're trying to get every single piece of talent that they can for Tom Brady to win another Super Bowl. I mean, it's really that simple.
I feel that. I feel that mainly because, like you said, you've seen these teams do it. Like you said, they had Vic. I don't know how long they were thinking they're gonna have Vic, but like you said, they just started sweeping the whole free agency with somebody. They had some type of super team. Denver Broncos. They did it, even though for LA that wasn't It wasn't mega talent or super talent. I mean, they still were just splurging for no reason because they thought LeBron was going to get them somewhere. And if they do, like you said, they got a pulled off Gronk. So we're not going to tap into that. We get pulled off Gronk. We got Mike Evans, Godwin, however you say his name. And they have a solid defense. Like, it's not an all-star defense, not a superstar defense, but it's a solid defense. If they can, like, some type of trade, they get Jamal Adams. That team could
see,
be very scary on both ends.
But see, the problem is though, that team a lot of times it don't pan out how it's supposed to. Well, you know, I don't know if you remember, but when the Lakers, you know, back when they finished their three-peat in 02, you know what I mean? What did they go doing 03, 04? They went and they signed GP and Karl Malone.
They getting greedy.
But once you start getting greedy, that's when karma come in and it tap you on the head like, hey, bro, you doing too much now. And so
we had GP, we had Karl Malone,
and I'm still mad today. Kobe really should have retired with about seven of them. I'm gonna just keep it a buck.
Keep it a buck. Let's really tap into that. About seven. Okay, he three peats, right?
Should have beat the Pistons.
Three peats. Okay.
And
should have beat the Pistons.
Celtics in 08 too.
Me
and you wanna know what really irritates me?
I was
bro,
just
about
what,
that. I'm really
gonna
get into that. Like when bro,
what?
Every time Kendrick Perkins or Paul Pierce is on some sports show, they always bring up that team. It's like they only claim the fame is that team, bro. That's all they talk about. And it just sits with me. Like, I just be like, bro. Like, I just shake my head and I just be like, that don't even – I just get so mad. I really do because it's just like that's all you can talk about.
Right.
And
I think, and also to that, bro, Kendrick Perkins with some bro. Every time he say, every time he's on TV, he finds some way to bring up the when we was in my club, Cole tapped me on the shoulder talking about good game and you the real deal. bro, you not even that. Like you just a body in the paint. Like, no, bro, you not a threat, dude. Like, bro, he always bring that up, bro. He bring that up multiple times, bro. Like you said, they do always try to find. But like, it's kind of. Bro, I don't really like the Celtic. Like, bro, back in the day, that Celtic rivalry was great. Like, now they don't really meet no more, so you can't really base it on that. But, like, I could care less if KG, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen got a ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because they went against my guy. But I guess that one ring kind of fits them. You know what I mean? Like they came with one ring, so out of that, I don't know how many years.
They only had one. They got it, but it really irritates me that on every single time I see them on some show, they bring up that team. Like it literally just happened the other day. I was watching. It wasn't the jump. It was maybe it was the jump. I think Paul Pierce. Yeah. Paul Pierce and
Paul Pierce
on there too, man. They was just talking about like the last topic. Let's talk about the 08 Celtics team. Like, bro, get out of here, dude. Don't nobody want to hear that. Like,
oh
bro, like they hold on to that so bad. It's
oh
just
my
like,
God.
Man, because it just really irritates me because I'm like, bro, Kobe should have had that. You feel me? But you know,
Kobe,
yeah,
Kobe
you should have had seven.
Good
I mean, it's
good
really that simple, really.
Though.
I could go for eight. Like I could go for eight because we really want to talk about it. We really want to talk about it. Like
I'm gonna
get so hot, but Pistons. That should have been a dub. The Celtics should have been a dub, right? And Kobe, he went to seven finals and he was 5-2 in the finals.
Right.
The other time that he should have a title should have been in LA was 2012 when we had Dwight Howard and Chris Paul should have been on that team. And I'm still hot to this day that Chris Paul was not a Laker.
That's right there. That should have been a clean
sweep.
Oh
my bro, it should have been the Heat and the Lakers. Man, come on, bro. And then, like Dwight did not play like Dwight that year. That was, bro, ever since, for real, like, ever
definitely
since Dwight left Orlando, he hasn't been Orlando Dwight. Like seriously, like, his first year in L.A. wasn't that.
Yeah,
you know, Kobe, he tore his Achilles that year, you know. So, and he, you know, he was still averaging, what, 27 a game? So, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not like he was declining.
Yeah.
He was still going crazy. So,
yeah, I think he had like 25, 26
exactly,
or something like
exactly.
That. That was like his numbers, like his
you know
career
what I'm saying?
Average
if,
right
if he don't tear the Achilles, we get Chris Paul. Dwight play like Orlando Dwight.
you know, we played the Heat in the finals. I mean, I will say this though.
Yeah.
And then that takes some of that, because the way Chris Paul was saying, the way Chris Paul be playing, that would take stress off of me. I think that would take stress off Kobe. He wouldn't have to even turn.
Yes, the pick and roll with Paul Gasol and Dwight and CP. And about Paul Gasol in 2012 when he wasn't like older or nothing, like he was still.
And he was still passing. So think about that's nasty. Think about the pick and roll, bam, pick and pop, throw it to Paul Gasol. Maybe Paul Gasol, you know, he's definitely hitting that 15 footer right there. Or maybe he want to throw a lob to Dwight. Like, hey man, that Laker team really could have been there, bro.
But I am gonna say this though, Chris Paul. I am gonna say I have never seen. I have like, I'm giving props to LeBron right here. I remember in 2012, that man was possessed. That man went out there, bro. I have never seen, for real, bro. I have never ever seen somebody go out there like that and just go cry. Like he just, like watching that whole season, he was just locked in, and you could tell. And I even, bro, I remember at the beginning of that season. I straight remember saying like, bro, he gonna get it this year. I was like, this gonna be his first ring this year, because he was just, you know what I'm saying, they lost the previous year, and he was embarrassed by that.
And I think that's what it was.
He was embarrassed by that. And I'm telling you, bro, he went. You remember that was headband Heat Brian. Like he went crazy. Like, bro, he was way bigger than he is now. He was huge, flying up and down the court. I mean, bro. He was unstoppable. So, like, I will get it. You know, we definitely would have met the Heat in the playoffs or in the finals. But I think we could have won. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying the Lakers, they would have lost. But I'm giving props to LeBron as far as, you know, saying where, you know, what he was on that year. Because he was on it. That boy was like that.
Yeah. I definitely do that, mainly because, like I said, he was embarrassed with that first game. He scored 6 points in the finals game. He promised the Miami organization not one, not two, not three, not four,
I know he
not
regret
five,
that to this day.
That's what he said. I'm going off what he said. I bet he do, because that's what he said. So if I'm a Miami Heat fan, LeBron telling me not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, I'm thinking we finna win every single season. And then we get up against our first year together. First of all, it was Rocky. Everybody know it was Rocky. And then we make it to the playoffs, and then, you know, we get our ass kicked by the Dallas Mavericks, who's not a super team. They only had Dirk. The last regular team to win I won't even say regular team. The last team with just one superstar to win the finals was them. So that team just with Dirk beat us, and we had Dwayne Wade, we had Chris Bosh, and we had LeBron, and we still couldn't get one.
I don't want to say this, but you better watch that because if Sam heard that. I'm just saying, like you said, I know you speaking like if I was a Miami Heat fan, but I'm just saying, like, if Sam heard, I heard you guys still talk about we, I can just hear it.
Can he say we? Him and LeBron dude. Thing, or yeah. Oh, okay. Because when they come up with the Cavs, they don't want. Okay, no mind. We just keep that. Okay, no mind. But, next, like, I could talk basketball all day, man. Mm-hmm. Like, the show could be straight basketball, no cap. But for this next topic, this is a topic I like. You came to this with which two NBA stars would you like to see team up in the future? And I'll let you tap into that first, because I definitely got two in mind that I think would be great.
So I was really trying to do this without saying D-Book. but that's my guy. And
okay,
I'm gonna rock with him. I want him and my other guy, that boy in Milwaukee, Giannis. I think that they'll be a pretty nasty duo.
Okay.
I think just with D-Book scoring ability, and then Giannis has been all around talent. I mean, like, Giannis, he's gotten better. Like, every year, he's gotten better at shooting the three. He's gotten better just at long range, period. He's big, he's strong, he can drive, he can get you in the paint. He has good post game, great defense. I mean, obviously he has great defense. He's long, he's tall. Like, I don't know how you know, it's hard to, unless you like KD, you feel me? Like, it's hard to guard that, and it's hard to be guarded by that. So, I would love to see him and D-Book just get together. I think that would be, that'd be insane.
I feel that. With mine, I had two of them. I had Greek Freak and Dame. Cause I feel like that.
I think you're trying to set something up there, because you know he's a free agent.
And I had, man, that'll be quick. See him in Portland, that'll be cool. But I want Greek Freak to stay in the East. I want to stay in the East because, bro, I don't want the, every time bro, the East goes.
I'm gonna say this right now. If Giannis goes to the West, KD gonna have a field day in the East. Simple. They ain't no man. The Nets probably gonna go undefeated in the East for real. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it a butt. I don't think like
they bet. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like if Greek Freak leave, who they got to worry about? But you can't, I'm not really gonna say they got a threat in the Celtics. They don't have a threat in Indiana. I don't even think the Heat is a threat, even though they got Jimmy or Bam Adebayo. Who else? Orlando, no.
I'm glad Raptors, you said that.
That's not a threat. Philly is not a threat. I feel like the only threat.
I'll give it to the Celtics too.
First of all, wait. Okay, you're not gonna sit here.
You literally just said they wasn't a threat.
Boys up north. I'm glad you said that.
I agree that they're not a threat. And those are words out of your mouth.
Okay.
I mean, I just feel like it got weird.
We almost had a whole show without you being weird.
I'm glad you know.
Like 4-3 ain't a problem. Like number 7 ain't a problem.
All right.
4-3, little dude.
Nope.
And number 7. What? No, that's what you like. Dude, stop sitting here playing with number 7. K-Lo. Actually, no, I'm going to dead that, bro. If you sit here and bring up that video, I might get upset. That's when it might get weird. So I'm going to leave it alone. But my other superstar duo I want to see team up would probably be Dame. I'm sticking with Dame. Would be Dame.
All right, so hold on. You're not gonna jinx. Like you're not gonna jinx that. You're not gonna jinx. I swear, you're not gonna do that. You're not gonna just skate past that. How dare you? What you mean? What you mean? Like if Dame comes to LA?
How dare you?
Ain't none of that. Ain't none of that. Don't do that. No, you better hold on. I got to knock on wood now because you jinx and stuff. Okay, that shouldn't be. Come on, man. You doing too much.
Let me knock on wood.
I knock on wood.
Too much, bro. You doing too much. But I only think that was because Dame, bro, he's. He obviously is one of my favorite. I feel like he's the top of the line when it comes to point guard and kind of his overall game. I think you pair him with either one, Greek. All he needs is a three pointer, a consistent three pointer. AD, he can literally do it all, from facing up to back to the basket to threes to free throw line, everything. He can literally do it all. So you can pair him over anybody. And I feel like they can definitely get to the finals.
There's a pattern here. You keep saying Dame. You must not like the All Star he got with him now. Ooh, shaky.
CJ. For you, CJ's my favorite.
Easy, but I mean, you say you want Dame to team up with another star though. So is it? Hold on, I got a question.
The question is was pressure superstar
on your chest towards CJ.
Okay, not at all. Because that's a great run. That's the best backcourt in the NBA. Simple.
Nah, buddy.
That's the best backcourt in the NBA.
No.
They're the best backcourt in the and I don't care.
Are we talking about healthy and active right now? Or are we talking about just
tell me, dude, I'm talking about whether you got
okay.
Steph and
yep.
Kennedy.
You're on. Okay. Hey, this is what I'm gonna do for you.
Give me another.
I'm gonna look up the nearest rehab center, and then I'm gonna make an appointment for you to go there because obviously on something. If you think Dame and CJ is better than Curry and Clay at 100% healthy,
okay, I'm letting the listeners know our next topic for the next time we have a show is who is the best backcourt
really,
in the league.
That's
I'm letting y'all know now.
Okay, that's sad.
I'm letting y'all know that that's a topic, and I would love to have. People on the line, people on the call, people on the everything to talk about this. Because if you think they're not the best backcourt in the NBA,
are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me? All right.
Stay off.
Like I said, bro. You in Cape, bro? You in the Lou? Where are you at? All right, I'm finna look up the nearest rehab center. And I want you to go there immediately because you own something.
All right, but like I said, this is a topic for next show because we're definitely gonna dive into that one right there. Cause that right there,
you were straight tweaking.
And to keep it a buck, I can even say the best pair. I don't even have to limit.
So better than LeBron and AD.
Best duo, just ever. I mean, I say ever.
All right. That's where it gets really weird.
Let me not do that. I ain't want to get weird. They definitely not the best because no mind, bro. I'm definitely gonna say best backcourt in the league though. Definitely saying best backcourt because I don't even think that pair is not even better than Kyrie and Katie. Keep it 100. But to wrap up today's show, and I was anxious to get to this, we have number 3 on our top 10 NBA players list this season.
Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna read my list that I got so far. 10, I got Kyrie. 9, I got Jimmy. 8, I got CJ. 7, I got PG. 6, Harden. 5, tie between Curry and Dame. 4, AD. And then number 3, I got old Y. Number 2.
Okay. So number 3, got old. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Now it might get weird. So, number 10, I got Jimmy Buckets. Number 9, got Rona Man himself and Joker. Number 8, I got The Process, Joel Embiid. Number 7, I got Luka. Number 6, I got James Harden. Number 5, I got my boy Dame. Number 4, I got my boy AD. And number 3, I have the Claw. Number 2, Cyborg with
like
the braids. That's what I got.
I like it. I want to see who your top 2 is.
I got. I definitely want to see your top 2 is. I want to see if it get weird. I want to see if it get weird because I knew it was gonna get weird with Claw. Like I said, I've definitely come, bro. That's the only thing that kind of takes away because he doesn't play every game. He doesn't lay it out there on the line every time. He plays for the playoffs. Like in the playoffs, he's a different man. But like, I just don't like the fact that he sits and takes games off, and kind of people obviously coming out about him. But
Kawhi got the highest.
That's the only reason.
Paid part time job in the world.
That's cold.
He got the highest paid part-time job in
the
world.
Not just the city, the world. Yeah, that's cold. He definitely got the high. And, like, I feel like whenever KD come back in the league, if Kawhi don't just play every game, like that, he definitely moves down to 4 because, like I said, he doesn't play every game.
Yeah.
He plays for the playoffs. So this I think that he definitely moves down to four because, like, bro, his skill, obviously his skill is still top tier just like everybody else. But it's the only the reason why he doesn't play every game. But we still have one and two left, two and one, however you want to call it, for the top 10 NBA players in the league this season. And that will honestly wrap us up today. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at the Tone and Ant Show. We really appreciate you guys for listening.
Actually, yeah, I do, man. Day. You know, I woke up to some sad news this morning. I don't know if you heard, but you know, Huey, the St. Louis rapper, he died. He got shot and killed last night. You know, he had that pop lock and drop it song.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. He was shot and killed last night.
Dang, I did not know that.
So I want to just give my condolences to his family.
That's crazy.
And his family. That's a tough one, you know. And I just, you know,
it is. Like you said, as soon as you said Huey, I thought about pop lock and drop it quick.
It's sad, man. He was shot and killed. Yep. He was shot in St. Louis or somewhere else in Kinlock.
Wow.
Yep.
5-7 Kinlock.
Shot and killed in Kinlock, man.
Man.
It really is.
That's messed up. But don't want to leave y'all on sad news, man. Like I said, we appreciate y'all for listening. And we out.